Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharya Stotara Sata Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantarashmad Bhagavatam Ki Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Shiguru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chayva narotamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam udiraye Srimvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyantas Tohya Badrani Vidunati Sukritsatam Nashta Prayesha Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text 20. Prabodayati mavignam Vyushite shokakarshita Part my tat griha mediyam Vira sura pineshyati Prabodhayati mavignan Vyushite shokakarshita Bharat maitat griha mediyang Vira sura pineshyati Prabodhayati mavignyang Vyushite shokakarshita Bartmaitat griha mediyam Vira sura pineshyati Prabodayati gives good counsel. Ma unto me avignam foolish biushite at the time of my being away. Shoka, by agreement. Is it correct? The word is agreement. Agreement. Karshita, been aggrieved and thus dried up. Vartma, path, path. Etat, this. Griha mediam, of household responsibilities. Virasuhu, the mother of great heroes. Api, although. Neshyati, will she be able to execute? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Kim Puranjana continued thinking how, when he was in a state of bewilderment, his wife could give him good counsel, and how she would come aggrieved when he was away from home. Although she was the mother of so many sons and heroes, the king still feared that she would not be able to maintain the responsibility of household affairs. Purport. At the time of death, King Puranjana was thinking of his wife, and this is called polluted consciousness. As Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mama vaimsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manakshastani indriyani prakritistani karakshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entity is, after all, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. In other words, Krishna's constitutional position and the living entity's constitutional position are the same qualitatively. The only difference is that the living entity is eternally an atomic particle of the Supreme Spirit. Mama vaimso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. In this material world of conditional life, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, is struggling due to his contaminated mind and consciousness. As part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, a living entity is supposed to think of Krishna. But here we see that King Puranjana, the living entity, is thinking of a woman. Such mental absorption with some sense object brings about the living entity's struggle for existence in this material world. Since King Puranjana is thinking of his wife his struggle for existence in the material world will not be ended by death. As revealed in the following verses, King Puranjana had to accept the body of a woman in his next life due to his being overly absorbed in thoughts of his wife. Thus, mental absorption in social, political, pseudo-religious, national, and communal consciousness is cause for bondage. During one's lifetime, one has to change his activities in order to attain release from bondage. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yakyartat karmanonyatra loko yam karma bandhanaha. If we do not change our consciousness in this life, whatever we do in the name of social, political, religious, or communal and national welfare will be the cause of our bondage. This means we have to continue in material, conditional life. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Manak Shastan Indriyani Prakritistani Karakshati. When the mind and senses are engaged in material activities, one has to continue his material existence and struggle to attain happiness. In each and every life, one is engaged in the struggle to become happy. Actually, no one in this material world is happy, but the struggle gives a false sense of happiness. A person must work very hard, and when he attains the result of his hard work, he thinks himself happy. In the material world, people do not know what real happiness is. Sukam atyantikam yatat buddhi grahyam atindriyam. 6.21. Real happiness must be appreciated by one's transcendental senses. Unless one is purified, the transcendental senses are not manifest. Therefore, to purify the senses, one must take to Krishna consciousness and engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Then there will be real happiness and liberation. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.8, Shariram yat avapnoti yat chapi utkramatishwarah grihitvaitani samyati vayur gandan ivashayat. The living entity in the material world carries his different conception of life from one body to another as the air carries aromas. If the wind passes over a garden of roses, it will carry the aroma of roses. And if it passes over a filthy place, it will carry the stench of obnoxious things. Similarly, King Puranjana, the living entity, now passes the air of his life over his wife, a woman. Therefore, he has to accept the body of a woman in his next life. Prabodayati ma vignam viushite shokakarshita vartmai tat grihamediyan vira surapineshyati. King Puranjana continued thinking how, when he was in a state of bewilderment, his wife would give him good counsel and how she would become aggrieved when he was away from home. Although she was the mother of so many sons and heroes, the king still feared that she would not be able to maintain the responsibility of household affairs. ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरं नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मुखं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुलङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणम् पञ्चकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुय एव च पतितानां भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो गुड मॉर्निंग वन Thank you for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, at the time of death, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita explained how is it the exam, the test, who will give us, according to our consciousness, at the time of death, we will be transferred either to the spiritual world, if we think of Krishna, or to the material, or to another destination of the material world, according to the mood of nature we will be in. Sante Narayana Smriti is the goal of life, to remember Krishna at the time of death. And Kim Puranjana, he has another remembrance. He's thinking of his wife. So, therefore, the chapter is called, one can read, Puranjana becomes woman in the next life. And he becomes a woman because he's thinking of his wife. So now, The wife also, because gumen means a tree which expands. So he's not just thinking of his wife. By thinking in his wife, he's thinking in his children, all the family that comes from that lady, the home, etc. So in the same way, in every species of life, there is a material thinking at the time of death. Even we won't be his wife, but because there are any living entity which doesn't have a human body, is always thinking in something material, like some attachment regarding to the body, then there is no chance in animal life to think of Krishna at the time of death, because they are covered by the mood of ignorance. There is no way of thinking in something else behind the material body. But human life is the boat to cross over the material existence. The main qualification of the material, the human body, is that allow us to unfold our consciousness to the full extent of the living entity in order to be transferred to the spiritual world. So now Prabhupada explained Mabhava and so Jiva Loke, Jiva Buddha, Sanatana Hada, that living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. And he's struggling, mana, shastra, and indriyani, with the senses and the mind for existence in different 8,400,000 chalajana valakshani, 8,400,000 species of life. But only in manusha and in human life, there will be a chance to stop that struggling with the mind and the senses. The struggling to become a bhakta, the supreme enjoyer, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, the struggling for becoming the proprietor of things that pertain to the prakriti of Krishna, to the energy of Krishna. And trying to find friends, struggling for having a good friend, a Sukhridam, struggling to become a good friend and have good friends. And all this is struggling because there is no way to get these three things in material consciousness. There is no way to own things only temporarily. So Isavasan, Idan Sarvan, everything is owned by the Lord. And he is actually the only enjoyer, because at the end of Amtakamtaya, all our enjoyment ends finally by time. Like now, Kimpuranjana is in old age, so all his enjoyment life now are showing another face, the duality of unhappiness, because everything will end. And he is realizing that all his friends are not there. I cannot help him. He can, even he's trying to become the Sukhridam, the best friend. He's thinking of his wife, how she won't be able to carry on without him. So he's thinking, I am the best friend. Without me, how my sons and my wife will continue life. So in psychology, they teach that there are three things that cause a mental disturb, a great mental disturb. That's correct, the word? Disturbance. A great mental disturbance. And one of them is to lose your property of your economical situation. When people are confronted with, for example, someone, like in Europe, what's happening, people were losing their houses. So then there is a great disturbance. Also, the economical, like in here in US, we have problems with many, like even great companies break down, they went to bankruptcy. This is a great disturbance. Some people may, like in 1930s, there many people fall down from the, like people who were in a higher economical situation, they fall down from the night to the morning to a poverty stage, and that many of them commit suicide. And we see that from the very beginning of life, a little boy, or even when he's 1 year old, if he may be happy, and then you give him some toy, like a small, some not very important toy, just a simple toy, and he will take it, he will be very happy, and then if you have to return on the toy, he will start crying and suffering. So that that is a big trauma for a little boy. Even if you take an untrained little boy, so going to the shopping, and he sees like something he likes, and their parents don't want to buy it, it will be a great trauma. Like, he will be crying and crying, and the parents will be really embarrassed, and they will have to buy. Sometimes they buy just in order to go through that. They don't want to see. They may like to see. They don't mind to that his children is crying, but they don't like people to see how the child is crying and crying. So this is one, to lose property and the economical situation. And the other one is to lose friends or relatives, like someone dear, like a friend, brother, sister, father, mother. This can cause a great trauma to a person. So I remember I have a friend in a school, and we used to be like best friends, but after his mother died, he completely changed. Like, he was another person. He became another person. His personality changed completely, and all his friends also changed. We never become friends again. It caused for him a great disturbance. So we see that all the time. Finally, there is another situation that causes disturbance, and is when you move to another place. You change from you have your own home, and then you have to move. Jayana was telling me, in childhood they used to move like every 3 months from house to another house. It wasn't very nice. So that also creates a trauma, especially for kids, because they have their friends in one place, and then get accustomed to have their own room, and then suddenly they have to move. They have to make new friends and like that. And for other people, they may have all their remembrance from childhood in their home, and then if they have to sell the home, then it's like a great trauma. So these three things, like losing property, status, social status, losing friends, the relatives, and losing the home where you live, the three simultaneously occurs at the time of death. You have to move from your home, your body, and even your material building, and you lose all your friends suddenly. And you lose all your properties, all your so-called properties. So it's a very traumatic moment, death. So it's very difficult to think of Krishna at that time. Because like now, King Puranjana, he's thinking about his wife, how she used to give counsel to him, like nice things. He has good remembrance, but all these remembrance won't help him in achieving the goal of life, which is to remember Krishna at the time of death. So there is no training in the life of King Puranjana or in the life of the living condition, living entity. We are not being trained, especially in school, to remember Krishna. We learn other other kind of remembrance, which are, according to Vyasadeva, are places, all these remembrance are places where the crows, these blackbirds, they go, like they go to filthy places and they find themselves in a very enjoyable situation. So those remembrances that are not of, that doesn't make us to think of Krishna, are places of pilgrimage for crows. Is correct the word? Crows, for crows. So Tarpat Visargo Janataga Viprabho Yasmin Pratisloka Avadavatyapi Namanya Nantasya Sitanyat Srimvanti Yanti Vinanti Sadavaha. So the sadhus, the person who knows the goal of life, they can appreciate the subject matters which glorifies that supreme person who is the owner, who is the Sarvaloka Maheshwaran, the Ishavasya, who is the owner of everything, who is the enjoyer, and who is the supreme friend. They worship that person. They don't try to become that person. They want to know about that person. They are Nirmat Saranam, free of envy. And therefore they can remember. Antakalichamaniva, at the time of death, they will remember because there is not envy in their hearts. So that they can peacefully engage their mind in thinking about Krishna. But the situation of the living entity in this material world is that struggling scarcity for becoming the proprietor of things, for trying to be the best friend of everyone, trying to take the phala, the enjoyment. This struggling is based on envy of Krishna. In order to achieve that a little position of being a proprietor in material life or being a friend, you have to have enemies and you have to make others to lose things. You have to fight. There is competition, like business. There is always competition. So that life promotes an envious attitude. You become unhappy when someone is the proprietor of something that you want. And you, instead of being a real friend, you try to keep in the lower position people who are under your shelter. You try to compete with your friends and you envy the people who are above you. So that is the condition of life. And so I want to read one thing. So Prabhupada explained about what is detachment. Okay, the mental absorption in social, political, pseudo-religious, national, and communal consciousness is cause for bondage. During one's lifetime, one has to change his activities in order to attain release from bondage. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Yagyartarka manonyatra loko yam karma bandana. If we do not change our consciousness in this life, whatever we do in the name of social, political, religious, or communal and national welfare will be the cause of our bondage. So there should be detachment from these things that are not helping us to think of Krishna, but at the same time, there should be engagement. Because it's not a question of becoming detached from my wife, from my friends, from my family. This is not the process of devotional service. The process is how to become attached to Krishna, how to remember Krishna. Then bhakti pareshanu bhavo viraktir. Then bhakti, by bhakti will appear jnana and vairagya also. Especially by detachment will come by the understanding of the Isavasya concept, who is the owner. But it's by bhakti that the detachment gradually comes. Simultaneously it's coming. As when we are eating, simultaneously the hunger is decreasing, and satisfaction thirsty is increasing. So the Mayavadi process is to become detached from this. It's like they will say now, like King Purasa has to be completely detached. But that detachment is not our process. Our process is to become attached to Krishna, and as a result, not as a process, the practitioner will become detached from material relationships. Like Queen Kunti, she prays for detachment to family life. Even though she is in a devotee family, like the Pandavas, she's trying to become detached from Arjuna, who King Yudhisthira, who are pure devotees. But Prabhupada explained that she is trying to become detached to the concept of Yashatma Buddhi Kunapetri Datuke, that this material body is my own self, and everything pertaining to the body is dear to me, like my land, my friends, relatives. So a pure devotee prays for having relationship with Krishna and his part and parcels in relation with him, with Krishna. So Prabhupada explained that attachment to all affection is a natural quality of the soul. It's a natural function of the soul. Like to love and be loved is a natural function. But only have to be placed in the proper consciousness. We don't love our family just because blood connection. We love because to love is to understand and perform activities regarding to Krishna, and by understanding the connection of a person with Krishna, then we can love them. And we have family and friends by karma. We are placed in a situation where we may be attached to other people, but in Krishna consciousness we can use that connections of a relative and friends, and we don't have to reject them, but we can understand that because of our past activity we have these people around us, and somehow or other we have to turn those material relationship into Krishna consciousness somehow or other, try to give them, because at the time of death we may think about them. If we think about them, we are in trouble. But if we think about them and we have some connection in Krishna, that thinking will take us to Krishna consciousness. It's like we think of a devotee at the time of death, then there is a chance of also thinking of Krishna. So that's being detached from all material relationship. So we can check as ourselves how we remember our dear ones. When we remember our dear ones, we forget Krishna. That is material relationship. That won't help us. But if somehow or other we make a connection with those relationships, then we can test ourselves. But how by just remembering those person, our consciousness can become Krishna consciousness. So there is questions or if someone want counteract what I say. It was wrong.
Context of our family members who are dear to us mostly in part due to the bodily concept of life, and therefore they're very dear, and our mind simultaneously will go to them, and we may try to artificially generate some relationship with Krishna in our mind so that for your class, but generally I'm thinking about them without Krishna. Oftentimes the thinking about them will be without
Krishna,
without a clear conception of this relationship to Krishna. So I was wondering, how important is it for one to transfer his attachment, or let's say make his dear ones all devotees of the Lord, even though they may not be directly family members and all these things, but if that attachment is not, let's say, healthy, how important is it to just shift it to make all our dear ones only devotees of the Lord? That may seem a little hard. I'm not phrasing it exactly properly, but it means that there seems to be a necessity to just sometimes let go of certain relationships that may be just saturated with the mundane quality and transfer to devotees of the Lord only. Not necessarily cutting off those things, but knowing where that place is that's over there. So I don't know if I'm expressing
it. Yes, I mean, according to the level of advancement of the practitioner, he's very advanced. He will immediately can cut all the attachments. He can become Krishna consciousness. There is no loss in being in that detachment because it's genuine. So like Sukadeva Goswami, even if Vyasadeva is his father, he was completely detached, thinking of Krishna. At the same time, he was the well-wisher of everyone by his activities. My point is, what happened when we may have those attachments, when we are not in a level that in a genuine, very genuine, we are detached. There will be many mixed feelings. Like sometimes the detachment comes from not having responsibility, I never liked this person, so now I have the best opportunity to be detached. I have the best excuse to don't relate to them because they are not Krishna conscious, like that. If we have some attachment, then if we think of them, like you say, it won't help us to Krishna, to become Krishna consciousness, then we are in trouble. Because we know that we have that attachment. At the same time, our attachment to devotees may not be still so strong. And then how, that's your question, like how we can make that attachment Krishna consciousness. And it will be One thing that in a practical way is to, I see that different practitioners, that some of them, they don't show to their friends and family or relative that they are practicing Krishna consciousness. So when they have to relate to them, they don't know, and their relation is like always. But one way is to be nice to them and let them know what you are practicing, even if they cannot become devotees. Like you said, very important to make them devotees. But no, will be every not everyone will be successful in this endeavor. But at least if one can become Krishna consciousness, then he can and show them what he is doing. And they can get, if they at least can respect that, they can start doing Agyata Sukriti just by being nice to oneself, to the devotee. Also because they will be, like, you will give prasadam to them, and they will be taking some prasadam, and then that the way you think of them is how you can give somehow or other some kind of Krishna consciousness. And they will think of you in the same way. You know, like I have experience with some relative that just in order, when I was visiting them, they will try, or even when I was giving guitar class, they used to give me a t-shirt of Hare Krishna, make me, because they weren't devotees, but they know I like that. And they like me, so they give me, for example. And so then when I remember that a student, I remember somewhere or that connection. And they will make some vegetarian things. In the same way, the family members also make do something because they don't like Krishna, but they like the person, their son, or whatever, so they will do something for their friend or their son, relatives, it will be a Krishna activity. So also friends, they will know that we don't. So we create, and if we are not living in the temple, if we let everyone know what we are doing, then we create an environment that those people who are around us, they know what we are doing. So if there are mainly like normal people, they will help us, even at the time of death. They can help us in the sense that they know what we need. Like for example, they will ask you, if I remember I was living in an apartment, they knew I was always chanting the rounds, so they used to see me with my beads, the neighbors. And they always will ask me, like, you chant today? Or why are you not having your back now? If I will walk without that. And if I could eat meat, they will say, well, why are you eating meat? You don't supposed to eat meat. Even if they are not devotees, they can protect. There are many situations like that, devotees. They let know people that they are Krishna conscious. And then those people, they like also. They don't like if they don't follow the Krishna. They will remember, right? You're supposed to be nice here. You're not supposed to be too attached to material things. Yeah. If you lost your job, just use your philosophy. That is very nice. Or why are you listening to that music? No? I thought you were listening only Hare Krishna music. Not that like that. They will... So in the same way, the family members, they know that we are happy by being Krishna consciousness. So if we even start losing our Krishna consciousness, they will say, what happened with you? You are not chanting your rounds like that. I see the body who have that experience, and I also have that. I don't know if that helps. Okay. Chaitanya Prabhu.
I just remember As you're speaking, I remember the word skin disease.
Skin disease.
Prabhupada calls family skin disease. And he also, like if you go out on the street and you get robbed, you know, you feel like you're violated. But if you go home and your wife takes your money, you know, it's a different thing.
You cannot call police.
Pardon me?
You cannot call the police.
Right, right. So, and he talks his family members as being jackals and something else. Do you remember reading that?
Yeah, in the third canto.
Third canto?
Okay. Yeah, 25.
It just kind of, you know, clicked. Hare Krishna.
Yes, sure. There are many terminology. Prabhupada's using very properly. But we should make sure that we also understand properly. But that's nice. I see now in because of those statements in a Wikipedia in Spanish, I was checking. There were some psychologists that they say they took those statements of skin disease like that, and they are saying the Hare Krishna movement is against family and like that. But we are not against family in that sense. We are against material, but they take, so it also could be nice to explain to people those terms. But we don't need to explain, just by showing examples of nice Krishna conscious families, there will be no need of explanation of what that means. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantarashima Bhagavad.